Hey everyone, in today's episode, we're diving deep into a fascinating and timely topic, the Persian mystery, Israel, Iran, and the end times. This is a subject that combines ancient history, biblical prophecy, and breaking news headlines. We'll explore how an empire from antiquity, Persia, which is modern-day Iran, ties into the future of Israel and what some believe are end times events. If you've been hearing about rising tensions in the Middle East and wonder, could this be fulfilling biblical prophecy? You're not alone. Stick around as we break down the historical context, the prophetic scriptures, recent political developments, and why all this matters. We promise an in-depth, yet easy-to-understand journey through the past and present to see what it might reveal about the future. So, without further ado, let's get started. To unravel the Persian mystery, we first need to understand who Persia was in biblical history and how it related to Israel. In the Old Testament times, Persia was a powerful empire that conquered Babylon in the year 539 before Christ under Cyrus the Great. Remarkably, Cyrus is celebrated in the Bible for freeing the Jewish people from captivity and allowing them to return to their homeland and rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, as seen in the book of Ezra chapter 1 and in the book of Isaiah chapter 45. Persia's capital, Susa, is where the book of Esther is set, a story of how a Persian Jewish queen foiled a plot to exterminate the Jews. So historically, Persia wasn't always Israel's enemy. In fact, it was instrumental in protecting and restoring Israel in those days. Over time, Persia's empire evolved. Alexander the Great defeated Persia, fulfilling the prophecy in the book of Daniel chapter 8 concerning the fall of the Medo-Persian Empire. Centuries later, the region became known as Iran. The name Iran was officially adopted in the year 1935, replacing the name Persia. By the 20th century, Iran was a modern nation with a very different identity from ancient Persia. Yet intriguingly, the Bible's prophecies that mention Persia are believed by many to refer to this modern nation of Iran. In other words, when we read ancient prophecies about Persia, we're effectively reading about Iran's role in events of the last days. One more fascinating historical note, the book of Daniel also pulls back the curtain on spiritual realities behind earthly kingdoms. In Daniel chapter 10, an angel refers to battling the prince of Persia, interpreted by many as a demonic or spiritual power influencing the Persian kingdom. This concept suggests a spiritual dimension behind Iran's earthly conflicts, something to keep in mind as we look at modern events. From a historical and spiritual perspective, Persia, or Iran, has always been significant, and that significance seems to carry right into biblical end times scenarios. What does the Bible actually say about Persia, or Iran, in the end times? There are several key prophecies and passages to examine. Perhaps the most famous is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39, a prophecy about a future war often called the War of Gog and Magog. Ezekiel, writing over 2,500 years ago, describes a coalition of nations that will invade Israel in the latter years. Crucially, Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 5 specifically names Persia as one of the allies in this end times invasion. In today's terms, that means Iran. This coalition is led by a figure called Gog from the land of Magog, identified by many scholars as a power from the far north of Israel. Many speculate that Magog refers to Russia, given its geographic position directly north of Israel and its historic might. The other nations Ezekiel lists include Cush, often identified with Sudan or Ethiopia, Put, which refers to Libya or North Africa, Gomer and Beth Togarma, regions likely in Asia Minor, possibly modern Turkey or surrounding areas. According to the prophecy, this massive alliance will attack a regathered Israel, a people brought out from the nations and living securely in their land, as written in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 8 and 11. The fact that Israel exists again as a nation since the year 1948 is seen as a precondition to make this prophecy possible. Israel's restoration in that year is often called the super sign of prophecy. The inclusion of Persia, or Iran, in Ezekiel's lineup is why many eyes are on Iran today. Scripture foretold that in the last days, a great coalition from the north, including Persia or modern-day Iran, will rise up against Israel. Sound familiar to current events? We'll get to that soon. Now, how does that invasion end? Ezekiel's prophecy says that this coalition will be dramatically defeated, not by Israel's might, but by divine intervention. God himself will fight for Israel, sending a massive earthquake, confusion, and even what sounds like torrential rain, hail, and fire upon the invaders. This is described in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 19 through 22. Gog's armies are destroyed on the mountains of Israel, and it becomes clear to all the nations that this was God's doing. I will make known my holy name among my people, Israel, and the nations will know that I am the Lord, as written in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 7. In short, Iran or Persia is prophesied to join a future attack on Israel and will be decisively defeated by God's hand. Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 are the clearest references to Iran in an end-time scenario, but they are not the only ones. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verses 34 to 39, contains a less well-known prophecy concerning Elam, an ancient region located in what is today southwestern Iran. Jeremiah foretold disaster for Elam, followed by its restoration. Historically, this was partly fulfilled when Elam was conquered by Babylon and later subsumed into the Persian Empire. Some teachers suggest this prophecy might have a dual fulfillment, possibly alluding to future events in Iran. For example, Elam's territory includes the area of Iran's Bushehr nuclear reactor, leading to speculation about a future calamity there. While such details are debated, it's fascinating that Iran's lands are specifically mentioned by the prophets. We should also note the prophetic timeline in which Iran's role is placed. Many Bible scholars believe the war of Gog and Magog, described in Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39, will occur during the first half of the tribulation period, that is, after a future peace agreement involving Israel is in place, when Israel feels secure. Others think it could happen even before the tribulation begins, as a catalyst for end times events. There's even an interpretation held by some, including several Orthodox Jewish commentators, that sees Ezekiel's Gog and Magog war as the same as the final battle of Armageddon at the end of the tribulation. Regardless of the exact timing, the consensus is that Iran will be a player in the climactic conflicts of the end of the age. It's important to mention that interpretations vary. Not everyone agrees on who Magog or Gog represents, or exactly when these events will unfold. But the identification of Persia with modern-day Iran is one point with virtually unanimous agreement. After all, Iran was known as Persia up until the year 1935, and even Iranian leaders today are proud of that Persian heritage. The prophetic puzzle pieces seem to place Iran on the opposing side of Israel in the final dramas of history. Before we move on, one more prophecy angle. Some end-time scenarios also involve a figure called the Antichrist, a period called the Tribulation. 7 years of turmoil, and the nations of the world gathering against Israel at Armageddon, as mentioned in Revelation chapter 16, verse 16. In those narratives, Israel stands alone against many enemies, and once again, God delivers them. The trend is clear in multiple prophecies. Israel is regathered, check, faces growing hostility, happening, and ultimately survives attacks by superior forces through divine help. we'll see. And Iran's persistent hostility is a big reason people see current events as a foreshadowing of these prophesied conflicts. Now let's talk about current events, the recent political and military developments between Iran and Israel. It's astonishing how closely some of these events mirror the ancient prophecies, or at least set the stage for them. In the last few decades, Iran and Israel have become arch enemies on the world stage. This wasn't always the case. Israel and Iran had cordial relations before the year 1979, but everything changed dramatically after Iran's Islamic Revolution. Since that revolution in 1979, Iran's new regime has been ideologically opposed to Israel's very existence. Iran's leaders refer to Israel as the Little Satan, with the United States of America as the Great Satan, and have repeatedly called for the elimination of the Jewish state. One striking example came from Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who famously predicted that Israel will not exist in 25 years. That was said in the year 2015, which points directly to the year 2040 as the supposed end of Israel's existence in his view. In Tehran, a countdown clock was even erected, literally ticking down the days to Israel's supposed destruction. This isn't just symbolic. It shows how deeply Iran's current leadership is committed to an apocalyptic vision regarding Israel's future. Many people ask why there is such intense hatred. Why is Iran's regime so obsessively hostile toward a nation that is over 80 times smaller in land size and not even a close neighbor? Iran paints itself as the leader of the so-called resistance against Israel on behalf of Palestinians and Muslims. But there are also deeper religious motives. Iran's theocracy follows a militant form of Shia Islam, and within this ideology, Israel is seen as a usurper, planted in the heart of what they consider Muslim land. Even more, some of Iran's leaders hold to their own version of end times beliefs. For example, many believe in the coming of the Mahdi, an Islamic messianic figure, and some think that his return will be hastened by great conflict and chaos in the region. So in short, the hatred is deep, spiritual, and irrational. The Bible might even call it an eternal hatred. This kind of hostility creates a constant state of conflict and tension. Let's take a look now at recent developments that have been making global headlines. One of the major factors is the rise of proxy wars. Iran often avoids direct confrontation with Israel and instead works through heavily armed groups it funds and controls. These include Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza, and other militias in Syria and Iraq. All of these groups have repeatedly attacked Israel. For instance, Hezbollah possesses tens of thousands of rockets that are aimed directly at Israeli cities, and all of them are supplied by Iran. One of the most devastating attacks happened on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched a surprise onslaught that massacred over 1,200 Israelis, most of them civilians. It was the worst attack on Israel in decades. Israel firmly believes that Iran was behind the scenes, providing weapons and encouragement to Hamas. And throughout the year 2024, Iran continued to empower massive missile and drone attacks through its proxies, pushing the region closer to the brink of full-scale war. In Syria, the picture is even more intense. Iran has stationed military forces and built infrastructure there specifically to threaten Israel. For example, they have been transporting precision-guided missiles to Hezbollah. In response, Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes in Syria over the past decade. These strikes often target Iranian military bases and weapon convoys, aiming to prevent Iran from establishing a permanent threat along Israel's northern border. These clashes between Israel and Iran in Syria don't always make the headlines, but they represent a simmering, undeclared war that has been going on for years, just beneath the surface. Perhaps the most dangerous issue of all is Iran's nuclear ambition. Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons capability has caused global concern for years. This led to the signing of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in the year 2015, a deal that temporarily placed limits on Iran's nuclear program. But in recent years, Iran has openly violated those limits, enriching uranium to dangerously high levels. Israeli leaders have made it clear time and time again that they will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear bomb. They consider it an existential threat to their nation. That's why we've seen a series of covert operations, most of which have been quietly attributed to Israel. These include mysterious explosions at Iranian nuclear sites, sophisticated cyber attacks like the infamous Stuxnet virus, and even the assassinations of key Iranian nuclear scientists. As of mid-year 2025, tensions around this issue have reached a boiling point. Then came a stunning development in June of the year 2025. Just days ago, Israel launched a major preemptive military operation against Iran. Early in the morning on June 13th, Israeli forces struck dozens of Iranian nuclear and missile facilities in a bold campaign called Operation Rising Lion. Around 200 fighter jets, along with explosive drones and elite special forces, were involved in the operation. Major nuclear sites, including the Natanz Enrichment Center, were targeted and hit. Reports say that several top commanders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and multiple nuclear scientists were killed. The name Rising Lion itself was inspired by scripture. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu placed a handwritten note in the Western Wall in Jerusalem just before the strikes. On it was a quote from the Book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 24. "Behold, the people shall rise up as a lion." This was not just symbolic. It was a message that Israel saw itself acting in the spirit of that prophecy, rising like a lion to eliminate a looming threat. In retaliation, Iran fired around 100 armed drones towards Israel. Some reports even say ballistic missiles were launched, but most of them were intercepted by Israel's defense systems. As of this moment, intense skirmishes are still ongoing. What is especially shocking is that Israel appears to have gained air superiority over Iranian skies during this operation, something that would have been almost unimaginable just a few years ago. This marks a major escalation and has caused prophecy watchers around the world to sit up straight. A direct military war between Israel and Iran has long been feared, and for some long been expected in light of biblical prophecy. And this is not happening in isolation. Israel is already facing conflict on multiple fronts. After fighting a war with Hamas in Gaza in late 2023, Israel was also bracing for a potential war with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And now, suddenly, it finds itself in a direct and open war with Iran. Israeli leaders have described this moment as decisive for the survival of their nation. Within just a few months, Israel has been battling on three fronts, Gaza, Lebanon, and now Iran, along with ongoing skirmishes with Iranian-backed militias in Syria and missile attacks from the Houthis in Yemen. This increasingly fulfills the picture described in the Bible, a regathered Jewish people in their homeland, but surrounded and increasingly isolated. And we are seeing that reality take shape with our own eyes. On the global stage, strategic alignments are forming in a way that also feels biblical. Russia and Iran have grown into strong partners. Their cooperation deepened even more during the war in Ukraine. Iran supplied drones to Russia, and in return, Russia may be helping Iran's military infrastructure. Russia has long supported Iran's allies like Syria. Now add Turkey into this alignment. Under President Erdogan, Turkey has increasingly distanced itself from Israel and the West. And just like that, we see the three main players mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38 lining up: Magog or Rosh, representing Russia, Persia as Iran, and Gomer or Togarmah, likely pointing to Turkey. For the first time in modern history, these three nations are cooperating in ways that mirror the prophetic scenario laid out in Ezekiel. Meanwhile, Israel has been making peace or normalizing relations with several Sunni Arab states. The Abraham Accords in the year 2020 saw Israel building ties with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and others. This move has had the effect of isolating Iran even more, since many Arab nations also see Iran as a major threat. Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states are quietly backing Israel's stance against Iran. So what we are seeing is a global lineup of nations that is historically unprecedented. Israel, with some Arab neighbors and its Western allies, like the United States on one side, and Iran, with its militant proxies and strategic partners like Russia and Turkey, on the other. That division of sides looks eerily similar to the nations described in Ezekiel's prophecy. And this is why so many people are asking, are we witnessing biblical prophecy unfold right now? The dramatic airstrikes of June 2025 have especially brought biblical references back into conversation. One well-known Christian pastor commented on the news by saying, "Scripture also predicts that in the last days a great coalition from the north, including Persia or modern-day Iran, will rise up against Israel." While what we are seeing today is not the full fulfillment of that prophecy, it is certainly a foreshadowing. In other words, this may not yet be the Gog and Magog war, but it certainly looks like a dress rehearsal. Iran's current actions, its nuclear pursuit, support of terror groups, and hostility toward Israel all reflect what was foretold in Scripture. The only twist is this. In Ezekiel, Iran invades when Israel is at peace and living securely, whereas today, Israel is not at peace. It is on high alert. That's why some prophecy teachers believe that, as intense as this moment is, it might actually quiet down for a season. They suggest it could lead to a temporary or false peace, perhaps even a treaty or diplomatic solution, and that might become the very calm that sets the stage for the final showdown in a few years. Only time will tell. So let's take a step back and explore a few important perspectives. On one hand, there's no denying that many current events echo what the Bible prophesied. The rebirth of Israel in the year 1948 was a necessary prerequisite for end times prophecy to unfold. Many refer to it as God's super sign, because without Israel back in the land, the prophecies about the last days simply couldn't happen. Now that Israel is reestablished and thriving, other prophetic passages suddenly make more sense. The hostility of surrounding nations, the formation of a northern alliance against Israel, and the global surge in anti-Semitism are all things the Bible described in advance. Phrases like, "they will be increasingly isolated," and "the rise of end-time anti-Semitism" are now headlines we see unfolding. It is especially compelling that Iran, biblical Persia, and Russia, possibly Magog, now have a close partnership. This was nearly unthinkable during most of the 20th century, when Iran was aligned with the United States under the Shah. And yet the prophet Ezekiel wrote as if these two nations would one day be allies, and here we are. These visible signs of the times serve to strengthen the faith of many believers who trust in the prophetic accuracy of the Bible. Some of the major prophetic signs involving Israel and Iran today might include the following realities. Israel has been regathered as a nation, a milestone fulfilled in the year 1948, which many believe started the prophetic clock ticking. Persia, or modern-day Iran, is openly hostile and has publicly vowed to destroy Israel, a stance reflected in Iran's rhetoric and military strategies. There is a growing alliance of nations from the north, Russia, Iran, and potentially Turkey, forming together, which precisely matches the alliance described in Ezekiel. Jerusalem continues to be the focal point of global tension, with many of the end-time prophecies revolving around battles over Zion. And beyond that, we see worldwide unrest, global turmoil, wars, and fear dominating the news. Jesus himself said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and that men's hearts would fail from fear, as recorded in the books of Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, and Luke chapter 21, verse 26. And yet he also gave us a word of encouragement. When these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near, as found in Luke chapter 21, verse 28. That promise still holds today for those who believe. On the other hand, history has shown us the danger of jumping too quickly to conclusions. This isn't the first time people have been convinced that the end was right around the corner. In the 1970s and 80s, for example, many Christians were certain that the Soviet Union was Gog and Magog, and that the Battle of Armageddon was coming any day. Some even speculated that the year 1988, 40 years after the founding of modern Israel, would mark the second coming of Christ. Obviously, that prediction did not come true. In the early 2000s, others were convinced that Saddam Hussein's Iraq was the fulfillment of biblical Babylon Reborn, which also faded from prophetic relevance. One respected Christian leader recently asked, "Are we going to do this again?" when he heard a preacher tying Russia and Iran directly to the apocalypse in response to recent headlines. His caution is worth listening to. We must be careful not to fall into what some call prophecy hype, which can leave people anxious in the short term and disillusioned in the long term. The Bible itself gives us this warning. Jesus clearly said that no one knows the day or hour of his return, as recorded in Mark chapter 13, verse 32. He emphasized that his coming would be sudden and unexpected. Yes, we are called to watch the signs, but we are also told not to engage in date setting or jump to speculative conclusions. Dr. Russell Moore summed it up well. "We're living in the last days, but Jesus never said we'd know exactly when the end would come. So we need to hold these predictions loosely and keep our focus where Jesus told us to keep it, to be spiritually ready at any moment and to be faithfully doing his work until he comes." It's also worth saying that prophecy discussions can sometimes drift into unhealthy territory. The Bible warns about people who have itching ears, who crave new and exciting teachings rather than sound doctrine. That means we must guard our hearts to make sure our interest in prophecy leads to deeper faith and holiness, not just fear, speculation, or obsession. The end times are serious, but they are not meant to plunge us into despair. As one wise pastor put it, Bible prophecy isn't meant to scare us, it's meant to prepare us. The entire point is to encourage trust in God's plan and to keep us spiritually awake and alert, not paralyzed with anxiety. So with all that said, when we see Iran and Israel making headlines, it's natural to ask, are these things fulfilling prophecy? The most balanced answer is that these events are certainly consistent with biblical prophecy, but we should watch them prayerfully rather than assuming an exact timetable. These current developments could be the prelude to a future fulfillment, or they could de-escalate and re-emerge in different ways years down the road. The most important thing is not the exact timeline, but the overall direction. The trajectory of world events is undeniably moving in the direction the prophets described. Israel has been restored. Persia or Iran is openly hostile. The nations are forming alliances. The world is shaking with wars and rumors of wars. Those realities alone should remind us that God's word is true, and his purposes are unfolding one step at a time. So then, what do we make of the Persian mystery now that we've unpacked it in full? It is nothing short of astonishing. We're watching an ancient empire, Persia, that 2,500 years ago actually helped the Jewish people reappear in modern form as Iran, now standing as one of Israel's greatest enemies. And it's happening just as the Bible hinted it would in the last days. This convergence of ancient prophecy and modern events brings both mystery and urgency to the conversation. It's as if prophecy and history are colliding right before our eyes. For people of faith, especially those who take Scripture seriously, Iran's role in the Middle East is not just a political issue. It's part of a divine script. Every headline about Iran's nuclear program or its threats against Israel echoes the words of Ezekiel about Persia rising against God's people. Every time we hear about Israel striking Iranian targets or vice versa, we are reminded that a final confrontation was foretold. And even though not every current battle may be the ultimate one, it's hard to deny that the stage is being set. So if all of this is true, what should we do? First, we must stay informed, but we must not live in fear. The accuracy of prophecy so far, especially Israel's rebirth, should give us deep confidence that God is sovereign over what comes next. Jesus told his followers not to let their hearts be troubled when speaking of the end times. He told them that when you see these things, look up, because your redemption draws near. That gives believers hope, not fear. We also have an active role to play. The Bible tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as written in Psalm 122, verse 6. And we can also pray for the people of Iran. Amazingly, despite the actions of Iran's regime, there are growing reports of many Iranian citizens turning to faith in Christ in recent years. That could be a beautiful part of God's redemptive plan, reaching individuals even while the nations rage. In the end, the vision of peace that Scripture paints is truly beautiful. One day, Israel, Egypt, and Assyria, which included parts of ancient Persia, will all be blessed by God and united in worship, as seen in Isaiah chapter 19, verses 24 and 25. That means today's enemies could very well become tomorrow's family in God's kingdom. In closing, this entire topic reminds us that the biblical story is still being written. We might very well be watching chapters of prophecy unfolding right now in real-time news. The mystery of Persia's role is being revealed, piece by piece. If you found this topic intriguing, let it be more than just curiosity. Let it motivate you to study the Scriptures for yourself, to discern the times with wisdom, and most importantly, to draw near to God. As one pastor put it so plainly, Christ is coming again. This is a wake-up call to get right with God, walk closely with Him, and stay spiritually awake. We may not know the exact day or hour, but if the signs are pointing anywhere, they are pointing closer and closer to the fulfillment of what God said long ago. Thank you for joining us in this deep and powerful journey from ancient Persia to modern Iran, from Ezekiel's scroll to today's headlines. If this discussion helped you, we'd love it if you liked, shared, and left your thoughts or questions in the comments below. Do you believe today's events are lining up with biblical prophecy? We'd love to hear your perspective. Until next time, remember to keep watching, keep praying, and keep looking up, for our redemption is drawing near. God bless you.